have any favorite places to eat around here?
Yeah, we've got a couple of favorite places to eat. Sundays after church, my family would make it to, we'd go to Applebee's almost every Sunday after church. We'd go eat at Applebee's, which is just up on Alpharetta Highway. We still eat there or Olive Garden almost every single time we go out to eat. So we ate at the Olive Garden last night, as a matter of fact. So Applebee's and the Olive Garden. Sometimes we'd go to Macaroni Grill after church on Sundays. Other times we'll go to Joe's Crab Shack or Bahama Breeze. Sometimes we'll be in the mood for Mexican. I don't know. But those are the majority of places we'll get together and eat.
Yeah, what about favorite meals at home? Do you have any?
Favorite meals at home? Most of my favorite meals at home involve a microwave. Mom and Dad would cook meals on a pretty regular basis when we were in high school. Now it's kind of fend for yourself. So my dad would always make pretty good baked salmon that we'd enjoy. Otherwise, it's heat up a calzone from Publix or make a sandwich with bread with buns and bread for buns and meat from the Kroger deli or what have you. So make your own sandwiches, warm up a calzone, heat up a hot or boil a hot dog, some stuff like that.
Okay. This will shift a little bit. Where did you go to elementary school?
I went to elementary school at Woodward Academy. I can't remember where the North Campus is. It's about half an hour away from here. It's the best of my recollection.
Can you tell me a little bit about that place?
Yeah. Let me back up just a tad. I went to, I don't know what you would call it, primary school? I went to kindergarten, pre-K and first grade. Pre-K through second grade at a Montessori school called Preston Ridge Montessori. That's down Old Milton Parkway a good ways. And then after second grade, I moved to Woodward to do my elementary school years. I came in third grade, sort of a new kid. Made friends pretty easily. I was always pretty outgoing, pretty wild, pretty crazy, kind of hard to deal with at times. Made friends pretty easily in third grade, sort of the intriguing new kid, I guess, syndrome. And then like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I started putting on a little bit of weight, got a little chubby. I don't know. I still had friends, still enjoyed it. But it was a little different, I guess.
And that's a private school?
Yeah, Woodward's a private school. I'll go ahead and elaborate and stay. Can I go ahead and elaborate to middle school?
Okay.
So I stayed at Woodward, the North Campus of Woodward Academy, up through sixth grade. Enjoyed it a lot there. My teachers were good as far as I remember. We had field days where you'd be assigned a country and sort of compete in an Olympics type setting. It had a lot of fond memories of recess at Woodward in elementary school. Stayed there up until sixth grade. Then I went down to the moved down to the main campus for seventh and eighth grade. Main campus is down in College Park, Georgia, near the airport. So it was a half-hour commute to Woodward North to catch a bus, and then an hour commute from Woodward North to the main campus. So hour and a half one way to get to Woodward. The main campus for middle school years, and decided I didn't want to do that anymore and came to Roswell High School for high school.
And why did you have to go to the campus far away? They just didn't have upper classes?
Yeah, the North Campus only was only offered up through sixth grade. So the main campus went all the way through from kindergarten, I guess, to 12th grade.
Okay. And why did your parents or you decide to try and be in private school as opposed to the public schools around here?
That's a good question. I guess my family decided we could afford it, or at least try to afford it, for as long as possible. And when after eighth grade, my family got together, my mom and dad and I,